This is the Ask Chef Jacob Podcast, episode 21, First Time Sous Vide Cooking. Questions, I have answers for real. Yo, for real. If you want to get your cooking question answered, or if you are in the industry maybe and you have some questions about your career, shoot them over to me, askchefjacob.com. I'm here to answer your questions. All right, so in this episode, we have a question coming in from one of our Stella Culinary Forum users, Brianna. I think her name is Brianna. Either way, she says, my new immersion circulator is arriving this Friday. Yay, can't wait. Any suggestions on what I should try first? Also, are there any gotchas that I can hope to avoid for a newbie sous vide cook? Chef Jacob, I would love a podcast on all things Thanksgiving, especially with sous vide. Well, the podcast on all things Thanksgiving already was published. I just published that a couple days ago. StellaCulinary.com/SCS24 is going to take you directly to the StellaCast or Stella Culinary School podcast episode 24, where we talk all about Thanksgiving cooking, including cooking your turkey sous vide. So, first time sous vide cooks. Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do with an immersion circulator. But off the top of my head, I think chicken is awesome, because with chicken, you always have that variable of having to overcook your chicken to make it safe to eat. And we've touched on this a lot in the past, so I'll just briefly mention that at 165 degrees Fahrenheit, a chicken or the salmonella, if the salmonella will die in within 7 seconds. Wow, that came out really blah, 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 mumble mouth, huh? So what this means is because chickens can have salmonella, they don't all have salmonella, but because chickens can have salmonella, it is always recommended that you cook your chicken to 165 degrees internal temperature to make it safe to eat. And what makes this problematic even more is when you pull your chicken at 165, and the same, by the way, applies for turkey. You want to cook it to an internal temperature of 165. When you pull it at 165, there's still that carryover cooking. So it's going to continue to climb in internal temperature. So it's going to cook and cook and cook and cook even more. But at least in the United States, the FDA recommends that you cook your chicken and your turkey to an internal temperature of 165, because that way you can be sure that salmonella dies immediately. Now, you can kill salmonella at a lower temperature, but you just have to hold it there for longer. So salmonella in chicken will die at 140 degrees Fahrenheit if you hold it there for a half hour. Now, just because you hold it there for a half hour doesn't mean the texture is done yet, which is why I tend to sous vide my chicken breast at 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 60 degrees Celsius for 4 hours. Now, this is well below the fiber drying temperature, or the protein fiber drying temperature, of 155 degrees Fahrenheit. So once your proteins reach a temperature of 155 degrees Fahrenheit, then they will start to push out all of their moisture, and you end up with dry meat. So that's pretty much like well-done steak territory. So in traditional approaches to cook your turkey to where it's safe to eat, or to cook your chicken to where it's safe to eat, you have to cook it to 165, meaning you're drying it out. So with this, you get a novelty. You actually get to serve and eat a chicken breast that isn't dry and stringy. And since we are recording this right before Thanksgiving, my favorite way to do turkey breast is to actually debone it. So I just, cut the turkey breast off of the breastbone, remove the skin, and then I will, just in a Ziploc bag, using a water displacement technique, where you place the turkey breast in the Ziploc bag, submerge that bag underneath the water, and the water will displace the air in the bag, so you can just zip it up. I will also to that bag add melted butter, dry apricots, and thyme. And then I will cook that turkey breast sous vide for 4 hours at 6 degrees Celsius. So just like 140 degrees Fahrenheit, 6 degrees Celsius. So just like our chicken breast. And it comes out absolutely amazing. Now, here's another great thing about sous vide cooking is you can cook the meat ahead of time. So a couple of days before Thanksgiving or a couple of days before you're serving that chicken breast for your dinner party, you can cook for 4 hours at 60 degrees Celsius, 140 degrees Fahrenheit, and then chill in your fridge. And as long as you never break the seal on your cooking bag, then you won't have any oxidation of your chicken or your proteins that you're cooking in general, which means you're going to have that fresh cooked quality even a few days later when you re-therm it and saute it if necessary. So with the turkey breast, I don't even saute it or I don't color it, right? I just cook it sous vide, chill it, let it rest. A couple days later when it's Thanksgiving time, I'll pop it in my circulator at 60 degrees Celsius for 30 minutes because that's how long it takes for it to reheat all the way through. But you can do the exact same thing with steak. So you can take a fillet of beef and vacuum pack it or just place it in a Ziploc bag using the water displacement trick with a couple of pats of butter and cook that steak at 55 degrees Celsius, which is a mid-rare temperature, for 1 hour. And then you're going to have this perfect doneness of mid-rare straight through your fillet of beef from edge to edge. Now, a common trip up that I will see with people who are new to sous vide cooking is they have a hard time with the searing aspect of the steak. So what they will do is they take the steak out of the bag and the surface of the steak is really moist, and then they drop it directly into a saute pan and they have a hard time getting the color on their steak or the protein that they're cooking. Uh-oh, I'm getting a phone call. Sorry about that. So what happens is the sous vide steak, because it has that moist surface, the surface never dries out. It more like steams in the pan. And because you leave it in the pan for an extended period of time, it will overcook the steak. So now you have an unbrowned steak that has been overcooked. And people are like, this sous vide thing sucks. So the way around that is when you take your steak out of the bag, you want to place it onto a lint-free kitchen towel, or you can use just a couple of paper towels stacked, and you want to pat it dry on both sides, and then let that steak rest at room temperature for about 2 to 3 minutes. And this is just long enough to allow the exterior to cool so you can sear the steak without overcooking it. Because remember, the core of that steak or the core of the protein is already perfectly cooked and at your desired finished temperature of mid-rare. So any additional heat that you add to that steak straight out of the bag is going to jump that internal temperature up, and now you're going to end up with a medium to mid-well steak, maybe even well done. Now, while you're waiting for that steak to drop in temperature, so you've taken it out of the bag, it's resting on paper towels, you're patting it dry, you're going to be charging a saute pan or a skillet, or even better yet, a cast iron pan on your stove and getting it nice and hot. Once the steak is rested, drizzle in a little bit of oil into your cast iron pan or your stainless steel skillet, and then sear. And how long do you sear for? As little as possible, right? Because again, your steak is already perfectly cooked. What you're looking to do is sear that steak just long enough to get that nice dark golden brown crust on it. And really for most steaks, you only have to sear one side because you're generating that caramelization on the meat, which is good for flavor, and you have your presentation side. And the longer you leave your steak in that saute pan, the more chance you have of it overcooking. So the first thing I would recommend that you do is sous vide a chicken breast, and also you can sous vide some legs as well. The legs, I do 63 degrees Celsius, which is about 145 degrees Fahrenheit, for 6 hours. And they come out beautiful and tender. And again, then you would want to crisp the skin with some sort of secondary cooking method of either searing them in a pan or popping them into a hot oven to roast. Do the steaks that you can pat dry. You can do lamb rack the exact same way. Lamb rack, I do 55 degrees for 4 hours. On a bone-in lamb rack. And I'll put a link to my my sous vide cooking chart in the show notes. All right, so sous vide cooking chart will be in the show notes found at stellaculinary.com/ACJ21. What else? I think that's a pretty good start. Oh, yeah, you know, braising works awesome, too. Now, there's all sorts of different times and temps for braising in an immersion circulator. But to get a really nice traditional textured braise, you go 12 hours at 185 degrees Fahrenheit, 85 degrees Celsius. And short ribs, pork butt, any tough cut, place them in a bag. You want to sear them first. So, sear your tough cuts of meat first because that just helps to generate flavor. And then place them in a bag with maybe a little bit of stock if you have it. And then, and again, with using stock, you can just use the water displacement method with a Ziploc bag. You drop some stock in there and then cook for 12 hours at 185 degrees Fahrenheit, 85 degrees Celsius. And it's going to come out perfect, falling off the bone tender every single time. So I'll put some links in the show notes to, I've done a couple of videos in the past on sous vide cooking. I plan on doing some more in the near future. But enjoy your new circulator, and I will also have a chart for you to download so you can have, you know, some idea of how long you should cook various proteins. All right, that's it for this episode of the Ask Chef Jacob podcast. You can find this episode's show notes, including the sous vide chart and some videos where I do some sous vide cooking, at stellaculinary.com/ACJ21. If you have your own cooking question you'd like answered on an upcoming episode, head on over to askchefjacob.com, click on the record button there, the little audio widget, will let you submit an audio podcast, and then you can also email me if you're shy. Jacob at Stella.